Good morning, everybody. Quick comment. As I was reviewing the last chapters and reading assignments, quick comment on the original blueprint and doing better than your best. Because I think those are really super key concepts, and but they're difficult in many ways. And two scriptures really stood out to me in light of that. First is Ephesians 2:8-10. And it says this in Ephesians, I have Ephesians 1 open. Let's just go to Ephesians 2. There you go. Ephesians 2, he says, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And then here, to me, he gives the original blueprint that he has for each one of us. "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And you think about that, it's like he's done it all. Anyone? And but we do have something to do. You know, he's done it all for us. It says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it's not from yourselves, it's the gift of God." And there's that passage in the Gospels where the man cried, wants his son healed, and he asks Jesus to heal his son, and he says, "You just got to have faith." And then the man says, "Lord, I believe, forgive my unbelief." It's like God gives the grace, God gives the belief, God gives it to us, but we got to ask. We ask for it. It's just like a gift. It says it's the gift of God. You know, I can give you a gift and you can leave the box wrapped and never open it, put it on a shelf and walk away and never enjoy the gift because you never opened the box. You never really, truly received it. And the other scripture to me is doing better than your best. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Paul puts it this way. He says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect." He says, "No, I worked." So he says, "I did more than everybody else. I worked harder than all of them. I gave it everything I had." Then he says, "Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." It's all relying on Jesus Christ. I know I wrestled and fought with God for a lot of years. And I just had to come to the place where I can't do it. And when I come to the place where I can't do it, I can say, "But God can do it through me." I think one way, like that 1 Corinthians 15:10, maybe put it this way, is I remember going to a marriage conference years ago. And the guy got up to speak and he asked, "How many of you people here think marriage is 50-50? And a bunch of people raised their hands, you know, and his point was, it's a 100-100. Each person has to give 100% to the relationship or it's going to fail. Because as soon as I make it 50-50, then I can measure the other person. Is she giving 50? Is she giving 50 or is she only giving 48? And why am I having to give 52 and she only gives 48? And you know, you can take that measurement any way you want and vice versa. It goes back and forth. And then what I see in 1 Corinthians 15:10, it's 100% the work of God. And yet I have to give 100% of myself to the relationship with God. And that's where we find the original blueprint. And that's where we find doing better than our best. I don't know. I hope, hopefully that helps. Hopefully that helped explain it a little bit. But anyway, that's how I see it. And that's how it's worked for me. Let's pray as we go into chapter 17 today, which is redundancy against complacency. Redundancy is good. Complacency, not so good. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, the time to be together, to listen, to learn, to grow as business owners, to grow in our relationship with you. And may we all, those of us here on the phone, be those who are given 100% to our relationship with you. Because as that's, we give 100% there, Lord, it gets 100% in all other areas. as your grace flows through us through the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray for Pat this morning. You'd help him as he, you know, he has a burden. He wants to share and how what you've done and how you've done it, and shares his testimony with us week after week so that we can learn and grow as business owners and leaders in our businesses and our homes and our communities. We thank you for this time today. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As Pat was closing and talking about redundant systems, I was just thinking about, because he talked, complacency is like when you're not doing, you know, you use charge cards for payroll and hard money lenders, et cetera, et cetera. And it just made me think about everybody on this phone. Is there anybody on this phone who, if they could skip their CPR report, wouldn't just start skipping it? Is there anybody here, you know, what is it? It's a redundant system. And we can be complacent about it. But for me, on Friday morning, when Pat says, okay, Tammy, read the report. And it's like, now, Julie, what's your assessment of the report? And then we talk about it. And then it's, okay, what about this number? And what does that mean? And what's going on over here? What is it? The redundant system is in place for what? To keep me safe. So the redundant system of studying yourself, be approved of God, a workman who needs not be ashamed. What is this redundancy system? What does it do? It keeps us safe. All these little things, having allies in your life, what does it do? It keeps you safe. It keeps us out of ultimately keeps us out of disaster. And I know if I didn't have that weekly report, if I'd have to go through the reports on Thursday night and make sure they're right, and then I have another cash flow report and go through that and make it right and make sure things are accurate. Q1, is it up to date? Are those really the right things? Q2, is it correct? Those really going to be projects to do. We have 4 questions, and what's going to take to finish each project that's under construction. All those things, the redundancies to make me stop and look and listen. And it's listening to the numbers and listening to those. So anyway, I just wanted to say that, because I know, at least for me, if I could skip every Friday morning, I would just go about my business. I think everything was smooth sailing. But what does it make me do? It makes me stop. It makes me look. It makes me listen. What does the word of God and prayer do in our lives? It makes us stop. It makes us consider and look at ourselves, reflect, and then move forward. And it gives us awesome things to pray about. Anyway, let's pray as we close the day and we do get back to the list. But, you know, this was on your list today. So like, I have to take a break from my list and get on the call on Wednesday. Nope. This little redundant Wednesday morning system was on your list. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we do have a list. You know, a lot of people that go about their lives with no list, and they're lost. They're lost. We live in a lost world. But we thank you that we, through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have a life to live. And we have a list of things to do today to get done, to get on to the next thing. And Lord, may everything we do today, may we not give place to complacency, but may we give place to you and use those systems that are in place around us to keep us accountable, to keep us in a right direction. May we embrace them for what they do for us, to keep our families, our businesses, our companies safe, and our relationship with you on track. We thank you for this time this morning. We do pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.